my God. Oh my Sorry goodness. For swearing right off the bat.
You took the Lord's name in vain immediately upon recording.
I don't know how to fucking do this.
Everything's different.
I'm the so upset.
The world has ended. When you're ready, when you're ready.
I was born ready. I don't ever have to get ready.
That's a Tiffany Haddish joke that we... Nope. Is it? That doesn't even matter. When you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
What are we ready for?
You have to go first with introducing yourself.
Oh.
We're professionals.
I'm gonna have a stroke. Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I want to start over.
I'm leaving all this in.
I want to start over.
I'm leaving all this in.
I'm going to cry right now.
Why?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
You want me to hit stop and start again?
Okay. You know who I am?
What?
I'm just a girl. Standing in front of a boy, asking him to love me. Colton Mooney.
And I am a walking Klonopin. Nope. Wait.
Klonopin?
Wait. Is that the thing where they shove water up the ass? No, that's a... Nope. Klonopin's a pain pill. I am 100% medicated and fully ready to party, Gabe Thibodeau. And you are listening to Best Exes.
Gynecologist approved.
Is it?
Wow. It is. We got board certified over the quarantine.
I didn't realize that approval came through over the break.
It's something I'm very, like, passionate about, women.
And
their reproduction systems.
See, this works out great because I'm really passionate about certifications.
Oh, okay.
So it really blends together.
So it's like, I'm the heart, you're the book.
If you're new to this podcast because one of our social media posts actually worked instead of doing nothing for our platform.
Tell us how
we
that
We are best friends and ex-boyfriends, and we are returning from a... Oh.
We're... I'm sorry?
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I forgot we didn't have this conversation. Hey, Colton, do you mind if we chat for a minute?
It's Honolulu all over again.
Honolulu. Hey, that is a fun fact. We did break up in Honolulu.
Ayo.
And then we went to a luau. Messy, just like 2020. But
it's like the only way I could be before like March of this year was just absolutely messy at all times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, there's a time and place, like on some of our favorite reality programs, of which I've been watching hours and hours since the world ended.
I hate how you say programs.
I steal it from Trixie Mattel. She says programs and...
Oh, okay.
And I...
You're a hollow husk of a man filled with a drag queen, aren't you?
Oh, I kind of am. I kind of feel like a lot of my life force has depleted and just been slowly replenished by Trixie Mattel.
You know what I did?
What did you do?
When we were apart for all of those months, I hunted down all of your Horcruxes.
Oh my God, even the dead zebra that I... What?
No, I was trying... The dead zebra was killed naturally, destroying one of your Horcruxes.
Oh goodness.
The other one was a lamp.
First of all, I take full accountability for my first, like... agreement improv choice to be a dead zebra. I really don't know where that came from. I'm sure
He's
it says something about my
this.
Psyche.
Yeah.
Second of all, Colton likes to talk about lamps at random because before I came out of the closet, I went through an ironically dark period during which I made many, many lamps in order to deal with my repressed sexuality.
Well, speaking of your repressed sexuality, your second Horcrux was a hot dog.
Oh, interesting.
That one was a delicious thing to destroy.
I didn't see that coming, but I should
have. I ate
it
right up.
I haven't had a hot dog in months.
And then the third one is the entire book series of Harry Potter because J.K. Rowling's a transphobic. That's me being nice. And once I destroyed her book series, then you were then vulnerable. And so now at any point, you're toast.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm in danger at all times. She's not only a transphobe, she's written a manifesto of sorts, hasn't she?
Yeah.
But in other news, it really has brought out some creativity in me because I'm really excited to go through and take all my Harry Potter merch and make it as gay as possible.
Gay and trans inclusive.
Gay,
as
and
possible.
It's just going to be the trans flag stitched into every fucking page of that series.
I mean. It needed something. It needed some diversity. The one black character they had just wasn't enough. And Cho Chang.
It's all very problematic and upsetting. But you know what? I'm not sure why we're
and
surprised. Because it's the year of problematic, upsetting things.
Me not getting a Dumbledore tattoo was the best decision I didn't make.
What a blessing.
Because I don't need to have the token throwaway gay character saying something about like being you. Like, I already know who I am.
You mean the watered-down, palatable, gay elder who doesn't have any kind of actually, like, satisfying sexual or love relationships that's pertinent to the narrative whatsoever. Is that what you're talking
like
about?
Like Gandalf.
100%.
Oh, she ripped off Gandalf.
Oh. Well, yeah, we all knew that. They're all ripoffs of Merlin. It's just what it is.
Oh.
But,
I want to be ripped off. Oh, wait, I already was. He broke up with me.
Oh, I ripped you off? I ripped the Band-Aid.
That was a fucking ripoff.
Our relationship was
I was not getting my value. That was a ripoff. It should have been 10% less just now.
Oh, my goodness. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. If you are returning, thank you so much for being patient with us. We know we have been gone for quite a while. During season one, we had a very strict platform. Nope. What word am I looking for? We had a very strict routine? Nah. My brain is faltering.
A babushka.
We basically every episode we would tell each other the stories of famous breakups.
Oh, right.
Then the other person would have to guess whether or not they stayed together as friends, like we did after we broke up.
Mm. Well, the cat. Mm.
And that's what the program used to be.
This is where Gabriel Thibodeau has come to die.
Oh, it feels that way a lot of the time. It feels that way a lot of the time. But we took a little bit of a break, and it was sort of a planned break, but how long the break became,
ooh,
that
was like a Ross and Rachel break.
Quite bland.
But
do you want to talk about why, Colton? Why did we take a break?
We took a break because you and I were at a point in our relationship where we were disagreeing on a lot of things that were like, wait, what break are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, we could go into Honolulu if you'd like.
Oh, I'd like to stay very far away from Honolulu.
Yeah, we don't need to. Oh, sorry. I keep touching my mic stand.
No, the break was because COVID-19.
Yeah, good old COVID-19. We were planning to take like a little hiatus, like maybe a month to kind of like regroup and reassess and things. And like then we became part of the gorgeous journey that is 2020, in which we both found ourselves self-quarantining in separate households.
Right. And seeing that COVID is real.
Oh,
is it? And we're taking precautions to keep each other and those around us, mm-hmm. even those we don't know, safe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We are not engaging in returning to life as it was before the pandemic.
Correct.
So we're recognizing that the word pandemic means abnormal. It's not your normal everyday occurrence that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. So maybe you don't have to live your life exactly the same way. And so we didn't, because it's our podcast.
And then another consideration was very much related to the Black Lives Matter movement, because we found ourselves in the middle of this break when Black Lives Matter got the incredible amount of media attention that it did, the media attention that it should still have to this day, but doesn't right now. And at that time, it very much felt like the wrong time for two privileged white guys to like jump into the conversation.
Yes.
And we decided that we wanted to think even more deliberately about what this show is and what this platform is and what it is that we're doing. And we also, just personally, on a personal note, we took that time to do a lot of listening. It is still a time to listen to Black leaders and to the experiences of Black people.
Yeah, we're continuing that quality.
Very much. But we really wanted to like reconsider, what is the show? What are we doing with the show? And also make sure that we ourselves were taking care of ourselves. Because just a little fun fact about me. I've been dying. No, I'm not dying. I've been really, really sick. Not COVID related. Knock on wood. I've basically been like highly medicated out of my mind for months and months. So I was taking care of that. And also for my own mental health reasons, I have stayed off social media in a huge way.
It's what everyone should do.
It's really made a difference. And instead I've just been focusing on my work and the way that I can make change and make progress and contribute to good things.
That's good of you.
That's what I've been focusing on.
I'm proud of you for enduring this that you've been going through and finding a little happiness in there.
Thank you.
Because health issues aren't fun.
They are not.
You're not in control.
Full disclosure, I just popped a pain pill, but I've been taking them so much, I don't feel them anymore.
I mean, I'm excited for it to take over while we're on this.
These ones don't do that.
I think that every episode should start with us taking an edible and then like see where it goes.
Oh, I didn't take an edible. I took an actual literal pill.
Oh, no, I'm talking about edibles.
I'll take some right now.
Don't need to right now. And, like, this is what we're doing. We're, like, figuring out what we're doing here. Like, what is it we're doing? What are you doing?
Like, on this earth?
What are you doing?
On this earth?
How dare you?
I don't know.
Remember that time?
Oh, no.
What's a good one? I want a good... I was going to say one, but then I remembered... Who listens to this?
So you said you just remembered a time and then you were about to share that remembered time, but you realized it maybe wasn't the right time to share that remembered time.
It was like when you're retelling a story to your parents and you were about to say the thing that was illegal in it and then you stop.
Oh, and then you're like, and then it's over, end of story.
Right. I got so excited talking about edibles. So anyway, Gabe's been over there suffering, I've been doing great. What have you been up to?
Just thriving in quarantine?
I would just like to point out that this is the happiest I've ever been in my whole life.
I have been literally moaning, and you have been thriving.
Gabe is, like, flirting with the final thread of his life, and I'm, like, over here, like, weaving a tapestry. That is my own mental health journey.
Tell us about it.
And we're all very aware of where Colton was at one point in his life.
Hmm.
I mean, if you've listened to this, you absolutely know I'm very, like, candid about my mental health journey because I don't care. And if it can help somebody to hear, like, that crazy guy on that podcast that uses the Lord's name in vain... has gotten through some shit, and, so maybe I can too.
And not crazy guy, that guy who is practicing self-care.
Crazy as in, like, crazy for yoga. I don't, can everyone hear how tan I am right now?
Colton Mooney.
Can you hear my rings?
Colton Mooney is mentally ill for yoga.
Can you hear that?
Oh my god, wait, shh. Oh my god, ring ASMR. Would you like to tell us about your rings?
Can you hear how cute my rings
okay,
are?
Okay, I want you to tap each one and tell me about them.
Okay, so this one, it is a feather, and it's on my right pinky.
And it's the whole ring is a feather wrapped
around my finger.
Wrapped around the finger.
It's real big and real thick and real heavy. And so, like, if I had to
and
get
it has a little bit of, like, a dark patina. I'm not using that word right, but it has, like, a little bit of an antique-y
feel. It's like
a brushed
like dark
antique
brush.
Finish.
Speaking of brush, my beard also looks fantastic.
It
right
does.
Now. And
mine
my,
does
so not. That one's a feather, and it's mainly because, like, of a quill and writing, and I'm a writer. And then I.
Oh no! What's down now?
The devil. And then there's, like, one on my middle finger, on my right hand, that's like a geometric shape.
Oh yeah,
it's some triangles,
just some geometry.
Then on my other hand, on the middle finger, I have an octopus wrapped around it. Mm-hmm. Also, the same type of rub.
Tentacle wrap.
Yeah, it's like an octopus tentacle. And then my very other pinky on my left hand is a Libra little ring that has my astrological sign. If you're wondering why I'm so cool, it's because I'm a Libra. Since quarantine has happened, your boy was enrolled in weekly, sometimes 2 weeks, therapy, and worked through a lot of fucking toxic shit.
You sure did.
All that childhood trauma, put to bed. All of those insecurities, on the bookshelf.
Put it aside.
All of it. Colton worked through shit that he had been processing for 27 years.
So, based on the wording you chose, I'm picturing that you have decorated a full home with shelves and beds. Of
books that I don't have to read anymore.
Of books that you don't have to read anymore because you know what? You got what you needed
I
from
read
the
it.
Story.
It was on the Oprah reading list.
It was. It had that sticker.
I told everyone that I read it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't. You
but
just
I
like,
didn't.
Kind of looked at it.
I read the synopsis.
The cover was nice but a little dated.
And then I was like, it was great.
You
and
got
that's
what
all
you
I
needed.
Ever say about it.
And then what do? You put it on the shelf.
And I put it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. And the room's looking gorgeous because...
It's looking fresh.
It's looking fresh. You're looking radiant.
A fresh coat of paint on the walls. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? The one person that has it out for me in this life was only me.
Mm.
And I stopped doing that.
Mm.
And I told myself, you know what? You and me, baby. It's just us.
It's actually been
that's
like
awesome.
On a serious note, though, it's been very lovely to watch you thrive in quarantine because so many people are not.
Well, yeah.
And it brings me a lot of joy to see that you're doing well and mainly to see that you are treating yourself the way you deserve to be treated, that the result is a much lighter, more peaceful, happy, content, fulfilled Colton, and it makes me very, very happy.
I'm the best boyfriend I've ever had.
That's a Lizzo song.
I know. I take myself on very good dates. Mm-hmm. I bring myself snacks in bed.
You sure do.
I work out with me.
You sure do. Oh,
we swim together. Mm-hmm. Oh. Just always there. Because like tea, the only person you're like guaranteed really to have in this life is you at the end of the day. Everything could go away in a horrible fiery flash or something. I don't know.
I mean, we're learning that this year.
In California. Much. Yeah, we're on
very
fire.
Very much we are.
We're not on fire currently right now.
Knock on wood.
But it's just you and you really got to start loving yourself. Mm-hmm. And that was the missing component of Colton for a very long time, is I didn't like myself very much. And I like wanted everybody to like me so bad. And now I simply don't care.
Yeah. It's very freeing.
I've tie-dyed almost every single thing that I wear. I have rings. I have a man bun. I'm doing yoga. I'm eating cookie butter.
It feels,
I'm doing whatever the hell
I want. It feels like you've reached the next evolution of your Pokemon phase. I'm not sure those words are correct.
No, that was good.
Excellent. I feel proud.
You're a millennial.
But it does make me happy. And the reason why it's so inspiring and also like you're doing exactly what you should do is that you aren't looking at quarantine or the pandemic as this thing where like huge expectations are put on it of like things that you should get done with this time in the pandemic. It's more like you're focusing on good habits that add positivity to your life, and the results are happening naturally. And it's really like it's very inspiring.
It's taking care of your mind, body, and your soul. And this is what I'll tell anybody. And I'm not gonna like broadcast how well I'm doing in a health journey or anything.
Right.
But taking care of your mind, body, and soul means you eat a piece of cake.
Yeah, it doesn't mean...
Because you need to reward yourself for when you are doing really kick-ass at things and you, like, work out really hard or you just, like, drank a shit ton of water today. Like, reward yourself because you love yourself and you are motivating yourself. And when you're not also trying to sabotage yourself, you're doing that in a healthy way.
Yeah.
When you're sabotaging yourself, you're like, I guess I'll have 8 more cookies tonight.
Yeah, it's more like, I'm not hungry, my sadness is. Oh, so I'm going to eat all the cake.
My depression was just, she was mean.
Yeah, she was a real bitch.
And she was making me think a lot of things about myself that like no one cared about or thought. And so I now just don't care. And I feel like for everything, I just say, I mean, girl, do you. Yeah. Like, this is the one life we got. Live with no regrets.
I think we should also make the distinction that, like, you are thriving in the areas that you can control and in the space that you can control, but that does not mean... I just want to acknowledge the fact that, a lot of people are having a very hard time in quarantine, and that doesn't stop here. Like,
no.
We have both faced some real things during quarantine, and we are both mortified daily about what's happening in the world and are both doing our best to contribute to change in the right direction. But what the other reason why I'm so proud of you and it's so inspiring is that both of those things can be true. You can be upset with the things that are happening in our country.
Yeah.
You can be horrified by what you're seeing in the media, and you can also choose to find the moments to take care of yourself.
But also,
it is
I'm resting because
really
I'm about to tackle that shit. So you know, like the constant worry and fear that we feel about COVID.
Yes.
That's where my brain was at.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
I was like, DEFCON 12, shit's hitting the fan 24/7, like all the time.
You had lots of concerns about your family.
So, and it was so much in my head that coming into COVID, it was like, I can figure this out. I'm really adaptable to this. But dropping the thing that I carried into COVID-19 with me, like I carried all of that baggage. Yeah. I dropped it.
Yeah.
So now I can just like maintain this stuff.
Which, is a really lovely example and lesson to learn, because I've also had to accept the fact, I mean, we all are going through personal things. This isn't the space for me to like talk about all things happening in my family and whatnot. But I have very much had to learn the lesson that you can only control what you can control. If you're dealing with an adult, they're going to make their own decisions. And what you control is how you treat yourself, how you respond to a pandemic. And that's enough.
Well, yeah. And no one else... what they're saying and doing doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. Yeah. Like, unless they're directly affecting your safety, correct, then girl, it's actually better to say something and then react negatively than to not voice your opinion, because that means you don't care about what you have to say.
No, yeah, absolutely.
So you need to say it.
Absolutely, you need to advocate for yourself.
Oh, I love mental awareness. Oh, mental
you have to advocate for yourself and your spaces. But when someone's making decisions that are outside of your control that don't personally impact you, sometimes you just have to let go. I am practicing that in my quarantine, and I'm hearing a lot of people having to practice that too. Even just like parents with kids in this whole homeschool virtual learning thing. There's a lot of people accepting uncomfortable things that are outside of their control.
I mean, and I was also homeschooled, so I'm like, all of this just doesn't concern me. Like, I can figure it out. Oh, I don't have to go walk into the CVS. I just can go through the drive-through. Fantastic. Like, keep it moving.
So then let me ask you, Colton, why is now the time for, like, why did we decide to, oh, okay,
do
maybe
you not
the
know?
Pain pill's affecting me a little bit. I was going to say, why did we decide to do the podcast now? But I also wanted to explain our situation just for logistics, because Colton and I feel really strongly about, did you just whistle?
I sure did.
I thought a bird was in here.
It sure is. Shook it's over
me.
There.
Hi. Oh my God. Hey, Tweety. No, why did I couldn't come
you're
up.
So
I should
boring.
Have called, like,
what
Elizabeth.
Are you, 75?
Hi, Elizabeth. Ooh, that's even older.
140?
Hi, Bertha. No, I was going to say that we are practicing strict self-quarantines. I personally am very at risk. I have family that's at risk. I am not playing around. So Colton and I are in the same room. We're in the same place, but just FYI, so no one tries to come for us.
I mean,
we are currently in the middle of the desert in an Airbnb, which we do not leave. And before Colton came here, he quarantined for a full ass 2 weeks in my empty apartment before he came here. And that's how we made this happen.
Well, yeah. And we just said something that would be good for both of us. It was like a thing that we love recording.
Yeah.
I mean, we love recording. I hated the researching.
I know you did. I know you did.
Here's
I know
the thing.
You did.
I hated it. I explained this in the very first episode that it turned into me reading something.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
not when I think I'm the funniest.
Well, the funniest episodes, in my opinion, were always the ones that you were excited to do.
Yes.
And that's something that we've learned, is that we had this format. Format was the word I was looking for.
Oh, you
format.
Were asking about that.
We had this format that was very much something that we thought was interesting. We did 40-something episodes, didn't we?
40.
We did 40 episodes.
So many.
And we started getting feedback from people that the reason why people enjoy the podcast had less to do about the stories we were telling and had more to do about our dynamic, which makes sense. This podcast has always been about us as much as it's been about the stories we've been telling. And we also, like, when we took this break, right, we started to think about, like, do we really want to spend our time talking about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt? Like, not to say that pop culture isn't wonderful. I watch trashy TV. I love the gossip. Like, I get into all the gay details. I love it. And there's no shame in being into that. Oh, but when we were thinking about the types of things we wanted to make and put out into the world, that wasn't the thing we were really loving. The thing we were loving is the chance to, like, talk and connect with you guys. And that's not to say that we aren't going to, like, try some stuff. We're going to occasionally try new segments. And if we really like a segment, it might stick.
Right.
We're going to kind of start exploring and figure out what the new format is. But we just basically, with everything happening in the world, we gave ourselves permission to loosen things up and just enjoy talking to one another, having some silly times, hopefully making you guys laugh, and also not shying away from conversations we should be having right
now.
Well,
that's what I was about to say, is that I wanted us to go less talking about who was a fuckboy or something.
Right.
And more conversations that I think a lot of people wished wouldn't enter into their safe white zones. I want racists to hate me and not want to listen to me. And I don't want you to feel safe in this space, because you're not. And I'm going to tell you about it. Because Black Lives Matter and trans lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's so simple.
We're going to talk about stuff like that, because that's real shit that apparently is up for debate now.
And
it's not a debate. And I would gladly have an exchange on Instagram with somebody if they would like to debate.
And it's also, it's part of our culture and society. And I'm sorry, you can't tap out. Like, if you are choosing not to have these conversations, you need to check the fact that
you're privileged.
You are not having these conversations because you have the privilege to not have to have these conversations.
Yeah.
And it's all 2020 is a shitstorm.
I don't even think it's much of a shitstorm. I think it's more of like a jarring revelation of where we're at.
Eyes being open.
Oh, it's a very eyes open, like, oh my God, I look behind the curtain and it's a mess.
But what is interesting is that my eyes are being open to the fact that conversations and realities that a lot of us have always acknowledged and talked about and cared about, some people just straight up were not engaging whatsoever. Like,
yeah.
The fact that people are surprised that there is racial inequity and inequality baked into our government. Like, I'm like, I'm sorry, what country have you been living in? Like,
we've all known this, like, and have not been saying anything about it. And that's what I own up to, is I was one of those people that said, well, I can't do anything. It's just me. Like, no one would listen to me. And like, that's not the point of like whether or not you're being listened to. It's what you as a white person are putting up with your other white friends.
Yeah.
And family. And when they say racist things, you tell them about it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, why are you being so sensitive? And you're going to say, like, because you're being racist. And it's so fun to call people racist it now. that are racist.
Ooh, it's such delight.
because they're like shocked that someone would say something like that to them. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're going to hear it now.
Because I think a lot of people who haven't previously been called out for inappropriate comments or inappropriate ideologies or viewpoints are surprised when they're challenged. They're surprised when they're made to feel uncomfortable because they're so used to feeling comfortable all the time because the world exists to make them feel comfortable.
Right.
And when suddenly you challenge that and say, oh, I'm sorry, your reality is not everyone's reality, by the way. Like, there are different experiences outside of yours.
You aren't and the center of the universe.
The things you say and the things you do impact other people. So let's all take accountability. And like, we're not perfect, okay? Like, that's not what we're here to do.
Speak for yourself.
We just want to make it very clear, and we posted a little message before this episode to make it very, very clear that when we come back to this season, like, we don't want to diminish the previous episodes we did. We had a lot of fun, but we are here to not talk about, you know, tabloid gossip so much as talk about human connection, human relationships, and the realities of the world.
And them queer experiences.
And that doesn't mean that we're not going to get silly and weird. We're going to get silly weird in this
episode.
Well,
I can't help it.
Yeah, it's just part of it. But we do want you guys to know that, like, we are changing the format. We are exploring. And we are going to talk about the things that we feel are important and the things that we're interested in. And sometimes it's going to be the fact that I really miss watching Xena Warrior Princess. And sometimes it's going to be about the fact that if you don't vote this election, you're not my friend. Like, you have to vote this election.
I don't know if anybody that I know would have the balls to tell me they're
to
not
tell you
right now. Because like, this upcoming election, it's a non-negotiable.
Your vote is powerful. Your vote matters. When you cast your vote, when you take that absentee ballot, you put a stamp on it, you drop it in the mail, I want you to feel like Cate Blanchett in The Lord of the Rings when she's talking about the ring and she gets filled with all her shadow powers and, like, casts Sauron. When you cast your vote, you are holding up Cate Blanchett's little vial of magic tears and shunning away the evil that is Donald Trump. It is powerful, and we will cast him out like our hair blowing in the wind on the top of Mount Doom. That's,
I've been doing lots of witchy things to get him impeached.
We've been casting spells. We've been saying prayers.
Still going to get silly, and then I'm like, I've become a witch.
Can we for a second talk about the fact?
Just a second. Only
just
one
moment.
Ooh, just a second.
Just a moment. I'm
ready?
Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No, I'm going to, I need to count me down from 3 to 1 and then I'll do it in a second.
3, 2, 1.
Bought $100 of crystals during a blackout.
A blackout on drugs?
I mean, blackout is maybe a little bit intensive a word. Basically what happened is that today it came to me. I felt something return to my body, like when Tilda Swinton pushed on Mark Ruffalo's chest on Avengers Endgame and his body, like, blobbed out of the hole.
Haven't seen that movie.
Oh, I felt myself return to my body like when Shea Coulee just, oh, that's a spoiler. Ooh, I almost gave a spoiler. I felt a memory return to my body.
I want like, you to just the thought to come into your body right now.
I'm trying to come up with. Okay, this is me a roundabout taking accountability for the fact that I literally remembered today that last night in the middle of the night, I spent $100 on crystals in an Etsy shop and completely forgot because I was on pain pills and edibles. I have a pain management specialist. I promise I'm being safe. That's so sad.
And he and I are meeting daily to discuss Gabe's treatment.
That's so sad. I'm 32. I'm 33?
How old are you? You're 32.
I'm 32.
I'm 28. You're 32.
88. I'm a 32-year-old with a pain management specialist. Isn't that cute?
Hey, we're all on this fucking journey. It's not supposed to be like somebody else's journey. It's your journey.
It's my journey, and my journey involves spending $100 on crystals during a pandemic because I needed
it. Your journey is valid. Everything that you do when you are on drugs is valid.
But that's to say that Colton and I have both been getting very... Ooh, I just had an idea.
Ooh.
Okay,
read each other's cards.
You to go into that closet and open your birthday present on the podcast.
Seriously? Okay, I'm going
to
go get it.
Okay, Colton's going to get his birthday present. So we're not going to be in the same place on his birthday. I already gave him one little early birthday present, but I have an actual openable present.
Heavy. That means it's expensive.
And it's on topic about Colton finding his true identity as a woman of the witch.
Wiccan woman.
As a Wiccan woman of the wood.
Okay, there's a ton of tissue. Can you hear that ASMR tissue?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, I see a mug.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, with a moon. It's a little moon mug.
It's a little moon mug. You
filled
can use
with Starburst.
It's dishwasher safe. It's oven safe. You can use it for anything. You could also use it to collect your own crystals,
maybe. I'm
going
to bake a lava cake in this.
You actually could do that.
All right, so we're on to the second thing.
Okay, we're on to
this
number two.
This is my favorite episode. Oh, it's another one with another moon.
So
it's a crescent.
It's two phases of the moon.
Full and that one.
Just to start your apothecary kit, your little...
Thank you.
Your Wiccan practice.
All right, so we're getting deeper. That's why those were... Oh, that's why it was heavy.
Yeah, that's why it was heavy.
It's okay. I'll forgive you. All right, so we are here. We have some sort of little tiny gay pot that says reefer.
Yes.
Oh, it's a weed box.
It's a little... It doesn't necessarily have to be reefer, but it's for your little witchy apothecary green.
I currently have some
Just
reefer.
A little container for your woodland medicine.
Hey, here's the thing, guys. It's your own journey.
It is, and sometimes we really need some
help.
Okay,
I'm on to another thing. It's another little lid.
Mm.
Okay. Ooh, I feel something else. Mm. This says Prozac.
I'm so glad that was the last one. The piece de resistance.
It's an adorable, what would you call the ceramic?
It is fired. It's hand thrown. It was thrown on a wheel, I believe. They're two ceramic apothecary jars. One with reefer on the front and one with Prozac on the front. So you have all your potions.
Well, yeah, fun fact, I take Prozac 20 milligrams every day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to set these on the ground.
Yes, another fun fact, those moons, that's real gold, girl.
What?
That's real gold.
I'm going to take this to the cash for gold place down the street.
How dare you?
Ooh, I'll buy myself something handsome.
That is real gold that she hand-painted and fired onto that. Isn't that?
Get out.
That? And it's, I'll put a link in the description to this shop.
No, you won't.
No, I'll forget.
You
I'm
will.
So sorry.
It's fine.
It's a friend of Jenna's whom I met before, right before the pandemic broke, and I bought many of her things because it's witchy and gay, and I loved it.
Right.
And I immediately needed to get it for you. So that's just to add to your witch collection.
I thank you so much. I am so happy with these gifts. I'm going to put my pills in there.
Oh, good.
I'm going to dump my pills in that and just take them out of that. I'm taking a little tonic. Like, ooh, let me take my this. I just swirl all of my medication together and I just like have to pick through it like Skittles.
Or it could just be like trail mix. Like as long as you get like a good pinch, like a little bit in your palm, right. You'll get a mix of what you need.
I can have
Please don't do that
I
with
can
your
have
drugs,
all sorts
guys.
Of things in there. You will know. I do like the idea of putting all of my adult substances in there.
I did because they're like beautiful little jars just to have beautiful insides.
And the Prozac is perfect. You know me so well. Thank you so much.
Oh,
for
you're
that.
Welcome.
And
you're
I'm so glad
welcome.
We did it. Speaking of how good friends we are,
don't
nice you have
segue.
Something that we were supposed to do on our first episode back?
First of all, that was a gorgeous segue.
I have been doing this for 41 episodes. Also, one that was unreleased because we had a fight on it.
We did. Well, we were not angry at each other, but we were debating.
It was harsh.
And your mother walked in and was like, "Are you guys okay?"
And we weren't.
So we figured that because we're coming back and it's a new season, it's been a while. It's been a minute, you guys.
You've been stretching your legs.
I've been...
Get ready to sit back down.
Yeah, I've just been doing so much sitting.
Yeah. We know you went through your bread phase. We know you went through your whipped coffee phase. We know that you went through your puzzle phase. Now you get to be back on this
You
phase.
Went through your Zoom cocktails phase before everyone realized that wasn't fun. And now we're back.
And then you did the Zoom with your family members, extended family
and
members.
And that started to fizzle
off. And learned
off.
That wasn't fun.
And now here we are returning to our independent activities, like listening to our favorite podcasts. And as your favorite podcasters and your favorite best friends and ex-boyfriends, we thought that Colton and I would take a little bit of a really intense Ivy League crafted quiz from the scholars over at BuzzFeed. And
oh, it's been so long since I've read the sacred words of the Buzz.
This is a quiz written by a staff writer of BuzzFeed in Canada named Kat Angus. The name
Strong
of this
name.
Quiz is Who's the Better Friend? You or Your BFF? Put your friendship to the test.
Weren't we recently talking about who was a better friend?
I feel like we always kind of are. It's always a contest.
It's
you know?
A competition.
It is. It is as it should be. So there is a long list. I would say too long, I would dare say. So we're going to get through a lot.
There's no such thing as too long.
But it's going to be a little bit of a lightning round. Basically, as we go, I'm going to check off the ones you get right, and then we'll each see who got more correct, and then who's the better friend, and they win. Because friendship should be a competition.
I mean, this is the best place for this to be.
So I'm going to ask you a lot of details about myself. Okay. And check off the ones you get right, and then we will trade off and do the reverse.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Like you were just going to go through. And so, first of all, what's my birthday?
August 10th,
correct.
1988.
My age?
32.
We just discussed this. My astrological sign?
Leo.
Mm-hmm. My eye color?
Brownish.
Middle name.
Lee.
Lee indeed.
This is so easy. We know all this stuff.
It starts
we
off
We were
soft.
Married forever.
It starts soft. My parents' names?
Leah and Blaine. Mm-hmm.
The name of my siblings, if
just,
I have any.
Just Lauren.
Yeah, it's Lauren. The birth order of me and my sibling.
Your sister was first.
She sure was. The name of my pets, if I have any.
Oh, you certainly don't
I have not a single fucking pet. Thank you very much. Ooh, I didn't realize how spicy it was about that. The name of my significant other or crush.
Klonopin, is that what you named it
earlier? That's correct. My celebrity crush.
Donald Glover.
Thank you. What's my romantic type?
Harry?
I don't know. We'll take it. My favorite movie.
Your favorite movie is Practical Magic. We just watched it. That's not your favorite movie?
It's not.
You're not going to get mine because it changes all the time.
Mine doesn't. My favorite movie is Jurassic Park.
Ugh.
Yes. My favorite TV show. I'd take a few for this.
The Beverly Hills. Like the Real Housewives series.
No, like let's go scripted. My favorite scripted
show. Oh,
TV
your favorite
show.
Scripted show. I mean, Xena.
I'll take it. I would say Fleabag is like what I say first for this, but Xena 100% counts.
Yeah,
Xena. My favorite band.
Ooh.
You know this one too.
I know. We feel so differently about music. We do. Muna?
It sure is. Muna. Muna Saves the World. I'm best album ever. My favorite color.
Green.
Mm-hmm. The name of my sworn enemy. I'd take a few for this.
It was this certain fat guy in Hollywood that you hate. Kevin James?
Kevin James, will end it for you one day. Whoa. That was a joke. I'm not going to hurt Kevin James in any way. What shampoo and conditioner do I use?
None.
Absolutely none for my bald ass head. My favorite article of clothing.
Like, is this like shirt, pant, or like
I think it's
specific
like a specific... I'd take either, but I think, yeah.
I mean, I think the rainbow shorts that we just tie-dyed 100%,
that's what came to my mind. We just tie-dyed some shorts that are my new favorite piece of clothing.
Pride flag.
My shorts. Biggest pet peeve.
When you date a guy for 4 years and then y'all realize that you aren't right for each other.
We'll take it. No.
Being in pain so much that you need a pain management specialist.
Ding, ding, ding. My most embarrassing memory.
I don't think you have a ton. I think you were really insecure about all the warts on your fingers.
Girl, I'll take
you're
that.
You're really self-conscious
Ooh,
about
I'll
that.
I'll take that. Yeah, you ever want to have warts on all your fingers and have to get injections
At
into your fingertips?
Time.
My body is a miracle. What emoji do I use the most?
You don't really use emojis. You use classic, smiles.
I use emoticons, the colon parentheses.
You use emoticons, but I would say that your favorite emoji would be one of the girls, maybe holding her hair up or something.
Yeah.
Or the shrug
I have,
girl.
Five favorites. Yeah. I'll take it. My dream job.
I mean, to be a movie and director and writer.
Yeah.
A children's novelist.
What tattoos do I have and where are they on my body?
You don't have any, but I know the one you would get.
You sure do. We're not going to talk about it. The worst date I've ever had.
Can I go into detail?
Sure. I'll bleep what I'm uncomfortable with.
I think the worst date that you ever had was the one with...
Yes, that will be bleeped.
Came over to your
that
apartment.
Will be bleeped. Yes,
and
yes,
he
sir.
And you cooked him leftover spaghetti.
No,
and he would not stop talking about his mom.
You are absolutely correct. Except it was not leftover spaghetti. I made a gorgeous homemade pasta.
New pasta to new... send him to his job working at the movie theater.
I made him lunch and sent him on his way. I certainly did. You are correct, and I'm bleeping a lot of that. What song do I sing in the mirror when I'm alone? There are multiple.
Here's to the ladies who brunch or lunch.
That is correct.
I hate it so much.
What's my go-to comfort movie?
Oh God. See, we don't probably have the same one.
We've never actually talked about this, but you won't be surprised by my choice.
Anything with Julia Roberts, first of all. So like Notting Hill, maybe?
Not quite.
Okay. We just watched that a lot together.
We did.
And My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yes. But my go-to comfort movie, which will make sense to you, is You've Got Mail.
That's my go-to comfort movie.
I know. We have the same go-to comfort movie.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say mine as yours.
Okay, ready for this?
Gross. We can't have the same one.
We have the same
I know
few
we do.
Days. My favorite sports team. I have an answer, but it's a cheat.
I mean, the San Diego, whoever the fuck.
I'll give you the San Diego Padres, but my favorite sports team is Serena Williams.
T-bitch.
My least favorite food.
Red bell peppers.
Correct. My favorite alcoholic drink.
You really like whiskey Coke.
No.
No, whiskey... with
more
ginger
boring.
Beer.
There you go.
Yeah.
A whiskey ginger or a whiskey soda.
That was close. Thank you.
Where did I grow up?
Thanks for giving me a thing.
No, of course.
I don't know, La Mesa.
I maybe grew up in a little suburb called La Mesa. How many times have I moved? I don't know the answer to this.
You've never moved out of the state, except you moved to San Francisco, mm-hmm. and then you moved back down here, and then you moved to LA, so like 4 or 5 times?
I think it's more because I lived in a couple places in San Diego. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just going to give it to you because I don't know. When did I graduate high school? What year?
2008.
2006. I'm older than that.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. And I graduated early, so I always get fucked up with that.
You graduated early. Do I believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
That's exactly my answer. Yeah. Do I believe in aliens?
I don't think so.
I 100% do. I don't think that they're little green men, but 100% there's other.
Oh, ones. I thought we disagreed on that.
Oh, no, 100%. They could be here now.
They
Trump
have
might
to
be
here.
One.
There has to be more than just us.
What's my big fat shoe size?
Ooh, 12?
Almost, 13.
13? Oh, shit.
Am I a dog or a cat person or both or neither?
Neither. You're allergic to both.
I wish. I want to look at your cat. I want to pet your dog.
She's the best.
And then I would prefer to leave.
Bye.
Although Sasha, I just want to be best friends with Sasha.
She's the best cat in the whole world. God. That's my soulmate.
My preferred pizza toppings. This is long, you guys. Oh, no, we're almost done. Okay.
I mean, you're pretty simple. You just like cheese, tomato. You do like pepperonis, maybe some more bell peppers, and currently garlic, avocados,
and
ibuprofen
bees.
And bees.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. How do I take my coffee?
Not at all.
Yes, in non-existent. My favorite season.
I think you're a winter person.
I sure am. Oh, girl, I'm just going to give this to you. You'll never name them all. What allergies do I have?
Okay. I know what allergies you have.
Do you?
So you have
You're
avocado.
Not gonna get them all.
I said avocado, uh-huh. bees, ibuprofen, uh-huh. cats, uh-huh. and certain dog dander. Uh-huh. Pine nuts.
No.
Oh, what kind of nut is it? Tree nuts. It's
yep.
like tree nuts.
All
That's
tree
a pine
nuts.
Nut. Is a tree nut a tree from a pine? Pine nut.
But pine nuts don't come from pine trees.
Then why do they call it that? I need a scientist to speak.
But when you say tree nuts, that's correct. Yes.
Okay, tree nuts. And then let's go into shellfish. Hmm. No, you're good with shellfish. I think those are the ones that I'm not thinking of. Why did you look at me like that?
You're missing the most obvious one.
Chocolate.
There you go.
There it is. We couldn't make a chocolate lava cake last night because of it.
Colton, this next question. I didn't read these in advance. The next question is, what's the worst breakup I've ever had?
I think it was with the guy that you made that delicious pasta dinner with.
It was that man I made the pasta for. That's absolutely right.
I guess it might have been in Honolulu.
It might have been the pre-luau.
That's
Honolulu
not the worst breakup.
Breakup
that I've ever been through.
I am aware of that.
You're gonna have to point that fucking one out.
My biggest fear.
Maybe to not know what your purpose is.
Ooh, yep. My
wig.
My biggest insecurity.
Your lack of control and things.
Yep. Do I prefer cake or pie?
See, I make both that are great. Cake?
Yeah, that's cake. Am I left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
My favorite swear word. It surely is. And then my phone number, without checking your phone, and we will bleep this so that the world does not receive my phone number.
All right, it's 851?
No.
805?
No.
8? Oh, no!
No, that's okay. I don't know yours.
Well, my new one is so easy. I know the rest of your numbers, 6471. No? That's someone else.
No, that's not.
Bleep that out, too.
Well, does it connect to the first part, or is it just all a jumble?
No.
Okay, I think we might be fine.
Okay,
I'll bleep. I can bleep, though. That's fine. I don't know
951.
No.
Damn it. I don't know your phone number.
Okay, let's
But
see.
You don't know mine, so.
You got 44 points.
Yeah, you're not going to get most of mine. As I was going through that, I'm like, you don't know what my favorite thing is.
Let's see here. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, so what's my birthday?
Your birthday is October 15th, 1991.
Okay, my age.
You are 29.
Nope.
What?
I turned 29 on October 15th,
but
I'm 28.
I accelerated.
So if
you're
you get it wrong.
Give that to me? We just opened your birthday presents. I thought you were 29.
As soon as you open a present,
you're
you are
29.
The next age.
You're not just the next age. You're 29.
Okay, fine. What's my astrology sign?
You're a Libra. We talked about
eye
it.
Eye color.
Oh, you have brown eyes.
Middle name.
Patrick.
All right. I have to check these off that you get.
Yeah, check as you go.
My parents' names.
Your parents' names are Petunia and Shma.
The names of my siblings?
You have Kaylee and you have Jordan.
The birth order.
It goes Kaylee Jordan Colton.
The name of my pet?
Sasha.
What's her full name?
Sasha Fierce. Mooney?
Yes.
Okay.
The name of my significant other or crush. Who's my biggest crush? This I'm actually gonna get you on because he's literally my phone background.
But, okay, you have to give me two guesses because I never remember the names.
Okay.
Was that the cyborg boy?
No.
From the calendar?
No. This is a celebrity. Like a celebrity crush my main celebrity crush.
You do not
crush.
Have a celebrity crush as your background?
Yeah, I do.
No, because the...
I changed it today, but until then I had had it this for months, this background. Oh. I had sent it to you...
You sent it to
I
me.
I literally have a cut, like a printout of him in my bed.
Oh, see, this is the issue room. Where I don't know his name, but he was on Hamilton. Nope, in Hamilton, and he's on Station 15, 19? Station 19, that Shonda show. I don't know his name.
Oki Iraite.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, I don't know his
but
name.
But you can call him Oki, which is what Oki. I do, because he's my husband.
Okay, wonderful. See, I am thinking of the picture that you have replaced it with, and I was certain that was not a celebrity.
Okay, what is my romantic type?
I mean, you like tiny little hairless boys.
Is that what it's asking?
What?
Like what your like body type of person you're interested in? Because I answered it being funny, saying that they were hairy. Like yours.
But oh,
like,
I was
what's
just
the actual
your...
like romantic to me would be like less physical, more like romantically how a person is.
Oh, how interesting. I think guys would say like big tits and girls would say like I like
and
a
when
studious
he is me sweet.
Yeah.
And after he tells me that I'm fat, he says that he loves me though.
You like
that was also a relationship I was in, so
you like guys who know who they are confident in their own skin. And who appreciate what you bring to the table. Does that count?
Yeah, you take it fine. What's my favorite movie?
Shit. Oh, it was Peter Jackson's King Kong for a minute, but then I think you said that one of the alien films.
No, I have a top five, but there's a top one, number one movie that's like my favorite.
And I think Swiss Army Man is in that list.
It is.
And then I also think there's one I always forget, isn't there?
What's a movie I just wrote, Gabe?
What?
I just wrote a movie.
I know, that's why I just said Alien. Movie.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Alien. Just not sure if it's Alien or the third.
Second. We don't talk about the third.
Oh, I always mix that up.
See, you're bad.
David Fincher directed the
He did. The third? It was bad. Oh, James Cameron bad. Was Aliens.
Okay.
But my very first favorite movie is Alien.
But it used to be King Kong once upon a time, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
Then it changed. Okay. What's my favorite TV show?
Ooh, I was going to say Fleabag, but then I don't know if... Are we talking scripted?
Any show. Literally any show.
Then would it be Drag Race now? No. MasterChef?
Which one is it? What do I watch every night before bed?
MasterChef. Yeah.
MasterChef America. What's my favorite band?
I feel like this might have changed recently, but of Monsters and Men.
Yes.
Okay.
What's my favorite color?
Your favorite color is... Ooh, no. I always say blue and it's always wrong.
That would be wrong, but you get another guess.
And it's not red. It's not green.
Are those your final answers?
It's not green. Is it red?
Gabe's having like an existential...
Is red? It red?
No.
Then what colors are left? Oh, duh, jeez. Oh, that's sad.
So you got that wrong.
Yes,
first
I understand.
Wrong.
I
kind of had to help you with the celebrity crush.
You did.
So I'm actually going to take that off.
Wait. Oh, you did have to help me, for
I
sure.
I had to help
yes,
you.
Yes, 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 yes.
The name of my sworn enemy, there is one.
Billy Eichner.
Yes. What shampoo and conditioner do I use?
Oh.
There's one very specific shampoo that I use that you should know. And then there's a very specific conditioner that I use. This is like part of my fabric of being. Because I struggle with something.
Okay, I don't know the conditioner. I know the Head and Shoulders.
Yes.
The Head and Shoulders
shampoo.
Because
your girl gets dander.
And I like the smell of it, actually.
It smells fantastic.
The conditioner, though, I don't think I know the conditioner.
It's my favorite brand to say.
Your favorite brand to say. What an interesting hint.
That's a brand, like, not Maybelline, but it's like a fun thing that every time
L'Oreal?
I say it.
L'Oreal?
No. You don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Garnier Fructis.
Garnier Fructis. I can see the bottle.
My favorite article of clothing.
Your long cardigans?
Yes, my biggest pet peeve. There's really not a lot.
Okay, will this count? Your biggest pet peeve is when you give me advice, then I ask someone else and they give me the same advice and then I listen to it.
That has to be like between you and I. Absolutely, you do get that. Okay. Because I fucking hate that. This is the hardest question, I think, of all of them. What's my most embarrassing memory?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually not sure.
I'm never embarrassed by anything.
Yeah, I can't even think of something, to be honest with you.
I can't remember the last time I've been embarrassed.
So then if I say you don't have one, does that count?
I guess it does. What emoji do I use the most? There is like one that I use every day.
Oh, no. It's one of the... Oh, it is the shrug. I was going to get it wrong.
The girl with black hair shrugging.
Yeah.
My dream job.
You want to do a lot, but you want to write and make TV and film.
We have the same one. What are all three of my tattoos?
Oh, okay.
What do they say?
You have
all three.
Living is easy with eyes closed on your chest.
What's that from?
It's from a Beatles song.
Okay. Do you know the song?
No.
Okay, it's fine. That's not part of the question.
You have... I have got soul, but I'm not a shoulder on your...
Shoulder? A shoulder? On my shoulder.
On your shoulder. On your arm. And then you have on the other arm, this too shall pass.
And which you recently told me was very dramatic of me to have.
Well, yeah, I did.
Hey, guess what? Fuck you.
I did. I didn't say that it was bad.
What's the worst date I've ever had? And I don't want any of this to be leaked out.
Okay, then let me choose my words wisely.
There's one that I had to full up stop and say, I have to go.
I'm thinking of two.
Okay.
I'm thinking of one where you went to see Dragon Ball Z, the movie.
Oh, my God. Yes, I did.
And then I'm thinking of another. And
I don't think that wasn't the worst date.
I'm thinking of another that...
That was like the dumbest thing I've ever done for a boy. Saw the Dragon Ball Z movie in a theater and paid $16 for a ticket.
Hey, we all do things sometimes, you know? The other one, and you can change your mind about the bleeping out, is where the guy was... And you told him to stop because you didn't like it.
Yes, that was the worst date I've ever had.
Okay, wonderful.
I brought him, I left work and I brought him a caramel frappuccino from work.
And then
I gave it to him.
He couldn't have just.
And then it went south.
He couldn't have just.
Jesus Christ. What song do I sing in the morning when I, or it was in the mirror when I'm alone? Sorry.
That Harry Styles song.
Which one?
A Watermelon.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
And
you were
know
singing
my go-to
yesterday.
Comfort movie. This is for him.
Yeah.
What's my favorite sports team?
The Atlanta.
I don't give a shit. So
yeah,
you
don't
it.
Have one.
my least favorite food.
Least favorite food. I feel like you definitely have one. Sausage.
cured meats. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I absolutely disdain cured
I know.
Meats.
I'm sorry. You couldn't eat any of that pasta
salad.
It's
so gross. Okay, what's my favorite alcoholic drink?
Oh.
I don't drink alcohol ever.
I know you don't drink alcohol anymore. And the
but
one
if
that
I do drink something, what do I drink?
If you do drink something, you love a hard cider.
Yes. Where'd I grow up?
Okay, you were born in Chandler, Arizona, but you grew up in Illinois. But and Florida.
But where did I grow up? No, that's it. I grew up between Illinois and Florida.
Yeah.
Georgia, really. How many times have I moved? That's ridiculous. This is for like 16-year-old girls who are like, oh my God, I moved when I was a sophomore and it was hard.
After my dad fucked the secretary, we moved to a small condo without anything on the walls. Whoa.
When did I graduate high school?
You graduated high school a year early, which would be 2007.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Wrong. I have to take it off.
2009. Oh!
Do I believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Do I believe in aliens?
Yes.
What's my shoe size?
9.5?
Nope.
What is it?
Yes, you didn't get what it is. 10.5.
10.5.
Am I a cat or a dog person?
You would rather eat a dog. No, I'm kidding. You're a cat person.
No, you
love dogs. You actually might love dogs more than I do, but you're a cat
I have
person.
Just an affinity to cats because I am a cat.
Well, Sasha is the sweetest creature.
My preferred pizza topping.
Just pepperoni.
Tea. How do I take my coffee?
lately whipped with real sugar instead of the fake sweetener?
No.
You just did that yesterday.
I did a third of the sweetener aspect, real sugar, but 2/3 of it was the
You did. You told me that you were doing sugar.
I said I was adding a little bit because it didn't taste like anything. You can get it. It's fine.
No, but okay. No, listen. From Starbucks, you like...
What's my drink from Starbucks?
From Starbucks, you love an iced white mocha, no whip.
It's a keychain on my phone.
But you also like an iced coffee and a cold brew. And lately, you really like the whipped coffee.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had a Starbucks drink in like...
Yeah, it's been a long time.
My favorite season.
I think you're a winter boy, too.
I am. We got along in the winter better.
Yeah.
Summer, we really came at each other.
Yeah, it's that little air conditioner, you know?
What allergies do I have?
None. Yeah.
What's the worst breakup I've ever been through? Tell the story, Gabe. Tell it.
I don't want to.
Tell it.
I don't want to.
Gabriel Thibodeau.
How dare you?
Has come here today.
We could just bleep it?
No, I want the deed. I want everyone to hear
it. I mean, from my point of view, your worst breakup would be the breakup in which your boyfriend at the time
we'll be bleeping that out, but you're right. what's my biggest fear?
I don't know what New Colton's biggest fear is.
It's the same.
It is?
I've always had one consistent fear, and it's illogical and makes no sense.
Well, then I would
spoke about it.
Then I would say it would be the fear of sharks in the water. Specifically in a swimming pool.
A shark in a swimming pool. Why would it be there?
It wouldn't, but I understand it.
I know, but it's like every time I go under the water and it's night in a swimming pool, I'm like, there's a shark in here.
I understand it.
Someone explain this to me. Okay. This is very hard to answer now because what's my biggest insecurity?
A shark in the water. No, this is
the
one that...
Why would it be there?
I don't know why... You're not insecure about really anything right now, girl.
So you got the question right. Do I prefer cake or pie?
Cake.
Yes, of course. Right or left-handed?
You're righty.
What's my favorite swear word?
I think it's just fuck.
Fuck. What's my phone number? Can you get some of it?
555 upside down new gay witch with the man bun. No, I don't know.
Well, I don't need to say it. Well, yeah, you don't know it.
Yeah, please don't say it.
So you got 42. I'm a better friend than you.
you're a better friend than me by 2 questions.
Oh, it was so close.
I know, that was pretty close.
I knew I was going to be better than you when you were reading those because I'm like, he doesn't know one of those. And I was pretty nice to you with some of those.
I know, I was too.
I think I was being liberal.
I only got 2 less than you.
I was being very liberal.
I know, so was I.
It was nice to know.
So what we've learned is that friendship is a competition and Colton won.
and he's thriving right now.
But on a slightly more serious note... this podcast is a lot of fun for us. It makes us really happy, and we'd love to hear that you guys enjoy listening to it. We understand that we're going to be making some changes. It's a little bit different. We're going to try new segments. It's going to be a little looser, but we hope that you're into that. And if you have ideas or thoughts, please let us know.
Well, yeah, and if we're trying something out and you love it, let us know. And if you don't, our podcast name is The Joe Rogan Experience. That's who we are.
I think we're going to end this episode just by sharing some of our favorite things that have been entertaining us or teaching us or making us feel good in quarantine because those are things that we need. But before that, we would like to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Black Lives Matter. Seriously, please visit Black Lives Matter. Please, please, please do what you can to move the movement forward. Have the uncomfortable conversations. As this podcast is being recorded, we're recording a little bit in advance. The ruling regarding Breonna Taylor's murderers was just shared, and it is a very, very difficult time for a lot of people in this country, and we just want to make sure that all our Black listeners know that we see you and we hear you and
appreciate you.
We appreciate you, and we will continue to have conversations that allow us to amplify your experiences, because we are not the people to speak to those experiences, but we commit to standing beside you and to listening and to learning, and we want you to know that, because if I'm a privileged white dude who is on the edge of crying at any given time when thinking about it, I cannot imagine what it is to be a Black person in this country right now. So we love you. we are here for you, and we will continue to talk about these things because they are perhaps the most important thing to talk about in the world right now. That said,
speaking of,
if you need a little bit of an escape, if you need to practice some self-care, find some happy, find some distraction, we have some things to share with you. Come on, segue.
Your segue was not nearly as good as mine. I think behind mine.
That's fair. That's fair. Do you want to go first? Do you have something in mind?
What I've been doing?
Yeah, it can be anything. I have like a couple podcasts, a couple books. Like it can be anything.
Well, the very first thing that I would recommend to anybody is to no longer blame yourself for all the things that went wrong in your life and hold yourself down because you think that you're not worthy of being loved or having great things in your life because life hasn't shown you that you are worthy of it. But what it's been doing is toughening you up. And making you more capable and adaptable. And you're freaking awesome. So you need to stop listening to that awful little voice in your head that tells you you can't do shit because she's a loser. and you don't need to listen to that. And I saying shedding all of that baggage and not beating yourself up about it anymore. And also yoga is super fun.
Mine's Real Housewives. No, no, that's gorgeous.
I also would advocate highly if therapy is an option for you. If therapy is not an option for you, there are other resources. It's all about just Googling and finding out where you are. If there are places that will take just getting to talk to you, talking to another person is healing, being vulnerable, expressing something, having someone to cry on a shoulder, helpful. There always is somebody, even if it's someone you don't know yet. It could be your new best friend.
And I would also say that right now, it's actually a good time to start focusing on your mental health and look for a therapist because due to the fact that we're all at home, there are actually a lot more accessible opportunities to get mental health treatment because a lot of practices are doing phone consultations or video visits. Right. And there are a lot of services right now that are actually not like crazy, crazy expensive. Like there are even apps on your phone that connect you with like actual real life therapists. So now is a good time, particularly because the world is stressful. I called my new therapist yesterday to try and get my appointment and it's got finally set up. And I
co-signed that for sure. Care of all three things, your mind, body, and soul.
Mind, body, soul.
It's all important. Mm-hmm. All goes together. Also, it's MasterChef, man.
Sure.
Favorite show, Unplug. I like doing a lot of being off of my phone, being off of social media. I think the less social media you're on a day, the better. So I think like right now, the way it is, like unless you legitimately have something of value to put forth that will like help other people, there's no need.
Or if you have magically cracked the algorithm and your social media feed is full of like beautiful like roses and sunshine, please tell us how you did that. Because
here's the thing, I don't need to be distracted by what the world is, but what I don't need to do is become obsessed with the way
yes,
the world is.
Completely.
So you, whatever you have control over, you do. Mm-hmm. Everything else is not even your business. Completely. You have no control over it.
I love that.
Except you need to vote.
Yeah.
It's about to become
because,
my business.
Guess what? One way you exercise your control in this world is by voting.
Literally,
please, please.
You get
vote.
Like one thing where your vote counts and please, please November vote. 3rd is when you do it.
I would like to recommend every single one of Nicole Byer's 42 podcasts.
Jesus.
I think her actual count is something like 6. Like, it's a lot of podcasts. The only podcasts of hers I do not listen to are the recap shows because I'm always behind and there are spoilers. But Nicole Byer single-handedly, through her podcasts, helped me survive this painful, weird period of sickness. Like, something about Nicole Byer and her like authenticity and just her brand of humor makes me feel like I'm just hanging out with a friend. She has a podcast called Best Friends with her best friend Sashir Zameda, which is actually a pretty good, like if you like our show, you would probably like their show. She also has a show called Why Won't You Date Me that is really hysterical, where she has new guests every week. She has a show called Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus, where they watch like pop culture phenomenon that they've never seen. So they started out by watching Star Wars. Now they're watching The Lord of the Rings. It's delightful. And then she has like 4 other podcasts.
She's working, girl.
I've been listening to tons of podcasts in quarantine, and every time I pick up my phone to start a podcast, I check to see if one of hers is available because I love her so much.
So tons of content to fill.
Tons of content. She's fantastic. Right now. And then I'm also currently reading two books that I really, really love. One is a book by a gender non-binary African-born author named Akweke Emezi. It's called Freshwater. And it is, if you enjoy reading and you like it for the language, I haven't read it in like 2 weeks because I don't want it to end too soon. And I'm like portioning it out. It's delicious.
You're such a book nerd. And
I'm the biggest book nerd in the world. It's just a really good book. It's called Freshwater. And then I'm also reading, it's a book by my new husband, Jericho Brown. Just won a Pulitzer this year. It's called The Tradition. He's a poet. And his poems are gut-wrenching.
And he's married to Gabe, even if he don't know it.
If he don't, he might not know it, but we're married.
Also, I mean... Oh no! Is that I was going to bring up Hamilton as a point of watching?
As was I.
Because if you have not watched Hamilton,
girl,
yet,
it's on Disney Plus, waiting for you.
My husband is in it. Mm-hmm. It's very good. Please watch it.
And
then we can talk about it.
And here, so I was a theater kid in high school. I love musical theater, like with my whole heart, but because Hamilton was like so popular, I assumed it was going to be like a little overrated. I expected to like it, but I thought like it can't be as good as everyone raves about it.
For 15 minutes,
you guys,
when it ended.
This musical ended and I literally could not stop crying for a full 15 minutes. I'm not saying that's what I would suggest, or...
Well, yeah, be in a much more stable place.
Like, maybe be a little more stable just in terms of, like, your body and the amount of medication you're on, but it blew me away. Like, it blew me away.
It blows us all away.
It blew me... I thought I would enjoy it, but it would be overhyped, and I was... It was the opposite. It was better than the hype. I loved it.
My nephew... He's an enormous fan of it. He knows most of it. But then, more importantly, while in quarantine, I have a whole other new nephew who was born.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't want to just like be talking about it the whole time, but my sister has literally created two perfect humans.
I can't believe we haven't been recording for that long.
I know. Well, that happened in May.
Wow.
So, yeah, I have a whole... other nephew. I guess I can just say his first name. I don't think that's weird or anything. His name is Jones, mm-hmm. and it's a family name. My grandpa Stewart, who passed 2 years ago, and so he was Grandpa Stewart, or sorry, Jones, and so yeah, so it's
yeah,
my
Jones
mom's maiden
name.
It's a family name and his last name. So
and let
it's
me
very
tell
special
you,
to us.
Let me tell you, it's been really so. I can't imagine what it must feel like to be pregnant or give birth during this current world situation. But so like, first of all, any woman who's doing that is a champion, and I like, you're incredible. But to see like the joy, and also to see the way a new life and a new baby, like it just puts everything into perspective, and to see the joy that it brings and like what's really important. Like, I've been living vicariously through your family to be like, yes, of course, this is what's important. Like, yeah. Protecting your family, keeping people safe, making sure that your sister had everything she needed, that she was comfortable, that this baby could join the... You know, like, it was just really lovely to see.
Well, yeah. And, like, for them, the kind of environment that we've created has been like, they probably won't even remember.
No.
That it was a weird time because
they are
going to
hear stories and they're going to be shocked.
Yeah. And, you know, we watch Hamilton on the big screen every mm-hmm. night he spends the night. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, but it's awesome, and it's getting to be this close and watching them grow up. And
it's going to be really interesting to see what Soren most remembers about the experience of, like, you know, having a baby brother during the pandemic when suddenly you're wearing masks and weird stuff.
Yeah, the masks. But he's been pointing out, like, if anything is like has a fabric on top of it, like my parents took him to the airport just to like watch the planes, and one had like a tarp on it, and he was like, the helicopter has a mask. It was like, yeah, we all, it's just what we do now. Not like LAX, it's like this tiny little airport in Finch Valley. We're not going to an airport.
Well, yeah, naturally.
Yeah, so, but yeah, just keeping it safe, thinking about others, thinking about other people's safety, not just our own, and thinking like, yeah, I don't want to carry it on to somebody mm-hmm. else. So,
and look, if you've made it this far, we don't need to tell you this, but like, you just gotta wear a mask. Sorry, if you have symptoms, you got to get tested. Sorry. Like, yeah. You just got to be...
It's just science.
It's about taking care of each other as much as taking care of ourselves. Yeah. And we are really excited to be recording again because it brings us joy and we need joy. And we are excited to start be able to, like, you know, pick up the conversations we were having with listeners before. And we hope that we can make you laugh and... you know, continue forward even though the world is on fire.
And speaking of singing, I think I have the perfect way to outro us.
Oh my goodness.
Work, work, Angelica. Work, work,
Eliza.
I'm Peggy, the Schuyler sisters. Bye, you guys. Bye. We love you. Looking for a mind at work. Work, work. We're looking for a mind at work. Work, work.
Ooh, that was rough. That was a rough harmony game.
Work, oh, 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 oh. Work. It'll fade out all during that.